Good evening. This evening, I did not have necessarily a difficult time finding materials for my lesson. My lesson is incidentally on bumper sticker faith. So a bumper sticker is what they used before Facebook. You might know it as a meme if you're really young. Anyway. I notice sometimes, I like reading bumper stickers, you know, cause sometimes they're very hard to read, and so I get a little closer than what I should probably, and then I'll be able to read the sticker because it's written really tiny, and then it says, if you can read this, please back off. So I'm like, you know, so I was only trying to read your bumper. Anyway, so some other bumper stickers that we all have seen probably have that have to do with, you know, Christian faith. We all know the Jesus fish, right? It's just everybody. We all know the Jesus fish, and then there's the Darwinian take on the Jesus fish, which is basically the Jesus fish with legs. And the first time I saw it, I was probably very young when the first time I saw the Darwinian Jesus fish, and it bothered me a lot. I didn't even know a whole lot about faith or God at the time. I mean, we grew up in several, you know, denominations from time to time, but I knew that bothered me because why would, you know, it seems to be poking fun at something that was meant to be good and lovely and to get people thinking, you know, perhaps. But anyway, eventually, you may have seen the bumper sticker where you see the Jesus fish and it's eating the Darwin fish, and so I, you know, that kind of satisfied me a little bit more there. I saw that and I was like, yeah, that's better. But you may have seen the God is my co-pilot. You know, you saw those for a long time, or for a little while, quite some time ago. And then after a while, you may have started to see the bumper sticker that says, if God is your co-pilot, switch seats. And then I think people started to see those bumper stickers a lot, so they're like, okay, God is my pilot. You see those now, you know. There's also the you've seen this, I know, yet. Never drive faster than your guardian angel can fly, you know, and it's, I don't know of any scriptural reference there that has anything to do with guardian angels, but it's a sentiment that I think is meant to get people to at least consider some aspect of faith. Some you may not have seen that I didn't see until I was, you know, studying for this. There's one that says, people use duct tape to fix everything. God used nails. I was like, okay, you know, I get that, you know. And there's one that says, I am a good Christian. It says so on my bumper sticker. And that's kind of my, that kind of leads to my point tonight is we often show our faith with clever memes or bumper stickers or something like that, you know, a quick one-liner that says, "Hey, I'm a Christian, or at least I believe in God," or something like that. But if you'll open your Bibles with me tonight, I'm going to be reading from the book of James, in chapter 2. Starting with verse 14. It says, "What use is it, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but he has no works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need or daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, be warmed, and be filled,' and yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what good is that? Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself. But someone may well say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without the works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one, you do well. The demons also believe and shudder. But you are willing to recognize, you foolish fellow, that faith without works is useless. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up Isaac as his son on the altar? You see that faith was working with his works. And as a result of the works, faith was perfected, and the scripture was fulfilled, which says, and Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see that a man is justified by works and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead. So James tells us that a Christian faith is a living faith. It's a go and do kind of faith. It's not necessarily just, you know, we share a post, you know, share this if you believe in Jesus, you know. Proverbs 14:23 says, in all labor there is profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty. So we consider there's a whole book of the Bible called Acts, you know, and in the book of Acts, we can see several examples. Peter's gospel sermon led to the salvation of 3,000 souls. In Acts 8, Philip's willingness to teach the good news to the Ethiopian eunuch led him to put on Christ in baptism. Verse 39 says he went on his way rejoicing. And Paul sacrificed his entire livelihood to ensure the well-being of the souls of the people he encountered wherever he went. So what does profit from labor look like from a modern-day Christian's perspective? It can come in many ways, and some may be big ways. And what I can say, when I say big ways, I mean, you know, people can see it. You know, there's some visual tangibility to it, like preaching or teaching. You know, these are some ways. Missionary work is a very, very, very big way, in my opinion, that one can really show their faith through their works. And even cleaning homes or making meals for someone in need, you know, those things are very important to a lot of people. And then you have small ways, you know, people may not be able to see it necessarily, but maybe putting your last dollar in the collection plate. You don't know necessarily where you're going to make that back. Wives and mothers caring for the home and their families. Men praying with and for the family that God has made him head of. Bumper stickers and memes can be a way to start a conversation with folks about matters of faith, but often not. It's not very effective. A Christian faith is a moving and improving faith. 1 John 1:7 reads, but if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another and the blood of Jesus. His Son cleanses us from all sin. John did not say stand or lay or repost or like. John said walk. As we walk in the light, as we move through this life, pressing forward, constantly sometimes struggling to make our faith more perfected in our works. But yeah. John said walk. And so there may be somebody here tonight who is struggling with their walk, somebody who is having a hard time with the ups and downs of life, who are unable to just quite get things right. And if that's you tonight, we would like to offer you a warm hand and our prayers and whatever we can do to help you with that this evening. Would you please come forward as we stand and sing?